The coalition's made up of more than 40 environmental, labor, and community groups, including Push Buffalo. Its policy director, Clark Gawker, says the carbon emission reduction goals recently announced by Governor Cuomo are a step in the right direction. But Gawker says New York Renews is calling for a binding 80% reduction by 2050.
The government ultimately is accountable for those climate goals, and so we believe it's important that the legislature set specific benchmarks and reporting requirements for every agency involved in deploying clean energy resources or investments, and for those benchmarks and reporting requirements to occur every 4 years until 2050.
By then, the group also wants New York to produce 100% clean energy. Gawker says insulating homes and installing solar panels will be a job creator for low-income communities, but he says transitioning to the new economy will require private sector and government support.
We're, hopeful that, the legislature, really across the aisle works with the coalition to realize these goals, because we know that, all eyes are on states like New York, states like California, coming out of the Paris climate talks. And unless we take bold action now, we won't turn the dial on this transition in a way that I think really benefits under-resourced communities.
Gawker says the group's agenda also includes calling on legislators to make the state's climate commitments legally enforceable. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.